with so many national organizations assisting now, can you just share with us where the money is coming from for the reward?
I won't say specifically, but we've been overwhelmed with offers to provide financial support, either in connection with the reward or in connection with a fund that we have set up to help find Lauren for expenses and things of that nature.
Of course. Yeah. And you all have been here for several days.
Yes.
How long are you going to stay here in Bloomington?
As long as it takes.
Okay. With the surveillance tape, have you all actually gotten to see that yet?
No, we've not seen any video.
Do you feel like the police department has been very communicative with you and just kind of keeping the lines open and telling you and updating you on things?
We meet with the police every morning. And we have a briefing with them, yes, so. And then after the briefing, we have a news, we make a statement, and so do they.
And the police department has been wonderful. They've given us, numbers, phone numbers, encouraged us to call them anytime, day or night, with any questions or concerns, or, they've been extremely open to communicating with us.
How have your evenings been after the 5:30 search? What are your evenings like?
We generally...
They're working evenings.
Yeah. Right. We often have another media obligation. We usually regroup with sort of our team of friends and family to review everything, go over everything, kind of strategize for the next day. And so it's sort of like the beginning of our next shift. It's not really like after the search ends at 5:30, we're done. It's really more the beginning of our next shift.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us that we should know about Lauren?
Well, we ask again that if you have information, anything small could be big, please speak up and help us find Lauren. We can't thank the people of Bloomington enough. It's just every day is another wave of support from people. And I can tell you that...
Out of town as well?
People from out of town are coming in, friends and family. They just keep arriving, and they're here to help us, and they're extremely helpful, and we're just so thrilled that everyone is reaching out to us. I can tell you that as parents, and going through this, the support of people helps us, makes us stronger. So we really feed off of that.
You've mentioned just anything people see. And earlier in the newsroom, we were talking about what that could possibly be.
If you hear somebody, just in an offhanded comment, I saw Lauren on Thursday night at 3 o'clock, or anything. I saw a strange truck on College Avenue.
It could be anything that appeared out of the ordinary, or even if it didn't, just reflect back and think about what you saw that morning, or even any time during the evening that might help us. So this is to some extent a puzzle, and you take these pieces of information and you put them together and you evaluate it to try to develop leads, and that's why it's so important for us to have these pieces of information.
Have you had the opportunity to speak to any of her friends who were with her that night, or anything like
that? We've had the opportunity to interact with her. Some of her friends are here. Many of them have gone back home for the summer. But yes, we've spoken to her friends.
Okay. I think you've alluded to this, but the most important thing people can do, because I know everybody in Bloomington just wants to help.
Right.
So how can they help you the most?
One thing I would say is to continue to come out and help us with the search, because we need the numbers. We've come to see Lauren numerous times, but it's usually just been right on the IU campus. And what we have discovered is that there are massive areas of land and property and mountains and lakes that we had no idea. We live in a community that has very little property, so when we come here and somebody has 150,000 acres, it's just, so we just beg everybody to keep coming out and keep volunteering, and it has made tremendous difference in our efforts. So if people could keep coming and helping us, and we are not giving up, and you know, we have a lot of faith.